Achieving the highest level of performance is a critical path to success for leaders, teams, and businesses. It's more than a mindset, it's a skill set. Arizona Coaching and Consulting helps individuals, leaders, teams, and companies develop the skill set necessary to achieve enhanced levels of performance. Learn more about Arizona Coaching and Consulting capabilities, training programs, and coaching products at www.azc3.com or call 480-518-7757. Arizona Coaching and Consulting, the Performance Business Advisors.
Are you one of many Americans who have seen a decline in the value of your 401k? Are you rethinking your retirement plans? Contact Loth Lopez & Associates. Loth Lopez & Associates' primary directive is to build wealth by controlling risk. They utilize an advance and protect strategy unparalleled in the industry. Contact Loth Lopez & Associates, 1-800-829-2523, or visit lothlopez.com. 1-800-829-2523. Registered representative securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representatives, Loth Lopez & Associates, LLC. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and Loth Lopez & Associates, LLC are not affiliated.
Are you satisfied with the way your property looks? Rain Chaser Landscaping will transform it into a striking, natural, southwestern setting. Hi, I'm Greg Truby, and I have an intuitive sense of the land. I see not just what's there, but what could be. We use proven techniques to meet your soft and landscape needs. Contact us at rainchaser.com or 440-7331 for quality and responsive service. We are licensed, insured, and cover north, east, and central Tucson. Rain Chaser Landscaping recreates nature's beauty. We make a difference.
Achieving the highest level of performance is a critical path to success for leaders, teams, and businesses. It's more than a mindset, it's a skill set. Arizona Coaching and Consulting helps individuals, leaders, teams, and companies develop the skill set necessary to achieve enhanced levels of performance. Learn more about Arizona Coaching and Consulting capabilities, training programs, and coaching products at www.azc3.com or call 480-518-7757. Arizona Coaching and Consulting, the Performance Business Advisors.
Welcome again here on Circles of Change. It's always a pleasure to welcome my broadcast partner once a month, Lynn Moran from Arizona Coaching and Consulting Center. How are you this morning, Lynn?
Good. How are you?
Very full. Very full, yes. We're going to have to go do our walks around the block and then some for this Thanksgiving holiday, don't we? But that's only to get us in shape, numerous. It's in shape for the upcoming holidays and the new year. And in fact, I know that's really where you wanted to go was, you know, why not start a little bit early thinking about 2012, right?
Absolutely. You know, my friends and family always joke with me, but I tend to round up. So once I get around Thanksgiving, I'm looking at the new year. I'm looking at the current year as, okay, we've got some things we want to finish, but you know, where do we want to go? And I believe that, you know, once again, as we've talked about throughout the year, is what creates change, is the ability to design the vision and then move towards it. And that includes with us. So as I was getting ready for our discussion and with all your listeners, I was reminded of an Eleanor Roosevelt quote that goes something like, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, which is why it's called the present. And ever since I heard that quote, I've really kind of taken it to heart. Because so many times, as you know, we like to go back and explain history or get stuck in the past. And yet, really, there's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do is look at today and then, you know, add some perspective about how we want to move forward and then set the course for where we are and where we want to go.
And, you know, I've heard this quote, of course, and used it myself many times, but what I find is some people want to use it as the out about not doing things towards the future. In other words, okay, it's just today. Right. I'm just going to live in my world today. And in truth, when you're struggling with something, sometimes that is the best advice you can to get closure around what you're dealing with or celebrate it, right, to fully appreciate it. But I think some people use it to kind of hide.
You can. That's why I think it's really, history adds perspective. I mean, after all, we could go through many examples throughout the world where if something would have been learned from prior history, then the same mistakes wouldn't have been repeated.
Mm-hmm.
For us as individuals, I believe it's the same thing. That's where the perspective comes from. You know, to get a little introspective and, you know, think about, well, that didn't go so well, or, you know, every year I'm getting the same feedback, and yet I'm either not accepting it or I'm not doing enough to influence it. And I look at it as you should be grounded today. I mean, the other danger is getting too immersed in what did happen or too immersed in what could be and forgetting about living
mm-hmm.
the day. You know, doing the work today that we are paid to do as well as the work for ourselves, but knowing that we're going somewhere, that there's a destination in mind. And the irony for me is, you know, oftentimes leaders can't find time to do their own work.
Isn't that
and
the
yet,
truth?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that influences everything. You know, and you know, I get, I'm sure you do too, I get introspective at times thinking, well, you know, I wish I could have done that better, or I wish I would have been more aware at that time. But that then allows me to make the shift that says, but today and going forward, now that I'm aware of it, I don't have a reason not to work on it. So what kind of got me thinking about this topic is so many of the, you know, companies and meetings that I've been at where people will often talk to me about what somebody said or, you know, what they're hearing, and I try to encourage people to think about, so what are you going to do with that,
mm-hmm.
right? What does that mean, and what does that look like for you in the future? So, you know, in setting a new course or direction, because this year we're, you know, as we move into December, we're wrapping up. We're getting ready for next year and, you know, getting our feedback about how we did, you know, in the current year and then what we'll need to do in the future. I was just thinking that if you really want to set a new course, you got to let go of the past and perceived wrongs. You know, regret really doesn't bring about positive change. It just gives you the ability to gain insight and perspective and what shifts it is that we need to make in either our behavior, interpersonal or leadership competencies, whatever it is. You know, because the more and more I think about this is, you know, once again, I'm reminded, we like to fix others.
I was just going to say, but it's about that guy over there that's got the issue.
Right. That's right. Well, I can completely figure out why this isn't working. Instead of really becoming introspective and saying, what am I doing that's working for me and what's getting in my way? So I even have on my presentations now, no rationalization allowed. and that goes for me too. Because I can rational away anything that's happened in the past. And in fact, I think it is a leadership attribute at times. Let me explain what's gone on here, what's happened or whatever. But I really have come to believe that rationalization is not a leader's friend. It's really their defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of being an offensive posture, you know, looking to influence, you're in a defensive posture.
I was working with a client this past week. This is a perfect example. It seems like this time around the holidays and this final oomph of the fourth quarter that, you know, just a lot of emotions are high, pressure's on, metrics may not be there, right? So you get, you know, you just get the drama tones are tuned up. It's like the volume's a lot higher. And to hear this one leader put out all the rationalization about why his direct report wasn't delivering on this, this, and this. And it was all about them, him, those over there. And I remember saying, okay, I need you to take a step back, and could you shift that and use the word first person pronoun, I? And to try to mitigate the drama, but also to get the ownership of it. And then to your point, it's okay, now that we've exposed it, where do you want to go from the inside out, particularly facing, you know, the shift in the month to the new year?
Right. Exactly. And we also know what's happening right now on that same topic. If people are getting shocked.
Yeah, the surprises.
Right? Yeah, because now somebody's sitting down there saying, well, I had no idea the boss felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I had no idea the person who worked with me felt that way. And, you know, I wonder, well, have you asked them? You know, have you just ever said to somebody, it's not formal review time or whatever, what do you think's gone well? What do you think is not gone so well? If you had your wish list, what would you wish I would work on for the next 3 months? Or, and actually that could go either to the boss or to the subordinate or team member, couldn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Or the peers as right. well, right? Or your peers.
Or the peers, absolutely. Because I always remember, I'm sure you've experienced too, that when people work for you and you say, okay, so what am I doing that's working for you and what would you like to see me do more or less of, they look surprised. It's almost like, wait, you're asking me a question. And I wish I could say I was always that insightful, but of course I had my own fair share of feedback. But it's interesting when you ask the question what you get back. All right? And then it tells you, okay, this is working. This person I need to, you know, do something different with. But I agree with you, Zara. At the end of the day, take the first person if you're the leader. All right? And what is it I could do better? What is it I need to be cognizant of? And then I believe you really start to build those leadership competencies. And then, you know, talking about feedback, you know, the gem is whether it's delivered well or not. If you really get past the kind of, you know, physical tweak that you get when somebody's giving you less than generous feedback or positive, there's always a kernel of truth in it.
Mm-hmm, right.
There's something that, you know, once again, is well-intentioned or the person is trying to tell us. Now, we're not always a match for everybody we work with or work for, but they're still offering us insight, right? So sometimes when people say, well, you know, but I never got along with that boss, you know, we just didn't have good chemistry, that's very true. But it also could be true that the person had some great insight into you and really was still offering up something that would make you stronger, better, more productive. So it was easy to dismiss feedback for people that we weren't particularly, or I wasn't particularly close to. But when I look back, I'm like, geez, you know, I think the message was still pretty consistent, though.
Exactly. There was a pattern. And I think you even started by saying whether it was delivered well or not. Because quite honestly, not many of us have been trained on how to give constructive feedback. The only way you learn to do it is by doing it, right? And so sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. So you want that cycle of improvement.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I find, you know, which is why I'm in the work, you know, around the work that I do today, because I find it fascinating. And so I just did a building your personal leadership brand at a forum, a leadership forum in Phoenix. And, you know, people were coming up to me individually and talking about, you know, some of the things they're struggling with and every now, you know, now. And feedback, because this is the time of year once again where the clear feedback for the year comes. And I kept looking at him and saying, so can you find key themes? All right, if you took a lot of those comments, what would be some headings that you'd put on top of them? And they kind of look at me and say, better communication. Okay,
right.
So that's a key theme. And then what happens is we get a piece of feedback and we start, you know, kind of breaking down and digesting that feedback. But if we can get people to step up and look for key themes, then it kind of, I believe, helps them, you know, get a little bit above the actual words and say, what is it I'm hearing? Okay, I have to be a better communicator. I'm not patient. Okay, you know, get in line. You know, we all have those moments under stress where we're not patient. But so what does that look like? So then when they can start thinking about, well, has anybody ever else said to you that, you know, maybe you could work on your patience? You know, you get the look that says, okay, there's another key theme. So that's really, I believe, if we could improve the feedback process and even get the senior leaders who are giving a lot of the feedback and sending the messages through the organization to not look at, you know, an evaluative statement. Zara, I think you're this, versus here are some key leadership themes or areas, and there's plenty of research on this, that I'd like you to focus your efforts on this week.
Exactly.
Or this week or this year, this year. Month.
And so from
the way, here's what it looks like.
And this is, I actually give people a picture. Well, from that information, then, those are the kind of things you would help people, you know, construct their personal development, if not their career plan, just as if you had a business plan in front of you with actions, right, Lynn?
Ironic, isn't it? I call it the leadership blueprint, okay? And once again, I'm talking to leaders who have, you know, large chunks of a business under their area of responsibility. They struggle to find the time to work on themselves, which I understand. I came out of that world. But the irony is that's some of the most important work they're going to do because it does affect everybody else in the organization. So I like to look at it like a blueprint. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint. And you can't really build an effective career or an effective leadership competency foundation without a blueprint. And the blueprint really has to, you know, look at it just like you would a house. What materials do I have? What materials do I need? All right, do I have a strong foundation, you know, upon which I want to launch this change? Am I able to, do I need to consult with other experts? All right, do I need to bring people in because I can't do all the work myself? So, you know, this leadership piece, as you know, a lot of the research that's being done right now and the survey says leadership and ethical leadership and high leadership competency is going to be in great demand in the future. It is today, but I think even more so with the complexities that continue to come into business. And we also know with some of the disappointments that have happened in some very large companies.
Right. It's actually so, it's been a snowballing effect, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to decide what your brand is, what you're going to stand for, and you start working on it this week. Right? Because a lot of times feedback for leadership is you need to start doing it. You know what I believe? Start today. This week I want you to work on this. This month I want you to continue this process. And here's the plan we can put together. And then the month becomes 3 months, 4 months. And people can make shifts. You've seen it, I know. I think you and I have made shifts. Look at the paths we followed.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what you could give some thought to is that new habits take about 21 days of continued reinforcement. So if we're sitting here now and it's November 26th, who's to say between now and the end of the year you couldn't have some of these new, maybe not 10, pick two, right, or even pick one, kind of scripted in you so that when you start fresh in January, you're off to the races. I think that's your point. Your kind of joke with your family is that, all right, I'm already trying to set that stage for next year, and there's no better time to do that because I guarantee you when you come back starting in January, you're going to have all the reasons to continue putting it off, right, with other things at fast ramp in January.
Absolutely, because then you have to go out and communicate the plan. You have to go out and work on the customers or clients or, you know, whatever. You're always running, but it's the moments that you pause and can do your reflecting and your blueprint that will perhaps, I strongly believe, but I'll say perhaps, can provide even a greater year of success. If you realize it's all about, you know, doing a career plan as tenaciously, to your point, as you do a business plan.
And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be in any form of structured mechanism or charts or graphics like so many of us are used to doing from a business presentation standpoint. It can be something as much as you journaling it and writing it out and then or even drawing pictures, right, Lynn? Or it's the whole idea of picturing the desired outcome, and lo and behold, if you are very, very clear on that outcome, if let's say the one of patience, that you want to picture yourself going into some of these typically loaded situations, that you want to picture yourself being at ease, physically relaxed, being able to count to three before you respond. Some of those techniques, right?
Correct. Or what I say to people is, if you want to work on patience, then what's a strategy? And one strategy, when you start to find yourself getting ready to launch, all right, because that's what impatience is. I'm getting a physical and a psychological reaction to something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask a question. Don't make the comment. Pause and ask a question.
Exactly.
And then that gives you time to hear more explanation, and hopefully it gives you time to go take a deep breath. You know, I'm sure I'm not hearing this right. But, yeah, whatever the strategy is. But we know that research also shows, which I know you're well aware of, that when you write something down, it has a 75% greater chance of happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
However you choose to write it, whether it's in your laptop, under personal, or wherever it is, just pick that one thing tomorrow and begin to influence the future.
Very good. Well, Lynn Moran from Arizona Coaching and Consulting Center, that quote again from Eleanor Roosevelt is that yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift, which is why it's called the present. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great balance of the Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to talk to you then. The holiday approaching the new year. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.